In this election year, we're spending time in one North Philadelphia neighborhood to see how the city's future looks from the ground level, or what you can see of the future through all the plastic bags, food cartons, and soda cans strewn about. In part two of our series called Around the Corner, Katie Colinieri is back in Brewery Town, asking residents what they want for their community. Job number one for the next mayor, take out the trash.
29th and Girard.
It's Angela Vendetti's least favorite corner in Philadelphia. Vendetti's the owner of Mugshot's Coffee House in Fairmount, and 5 years ago, she decided to open a second location on this corner in Brewery Town, just two blocks away from her house on 27th Street. She hoped the new coffee shop would encourage other businesses to open up on Girard Avenue, the neighborhood's tattered commercial corridor. But after just 3 years, Vendetti closed her doors. In that time, her take on the possibilities in Brewery Town had gone from enchanted to disgusted.
I mean, it was tumbleweeds of trash. People just opened their car doors up and dropped trash out of their car door.
You watched them do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And what did you think?
Oh, the rage is indescribable. And it's like, what are you going to do other than pick it up?
Vendetti is definitely not alone. If you ask residents in this North Philly neighborhood what they want to see change, trash is a common theme. It's an issue that seems to irritate longtime residents and newcomers alike.
You know, city services aren't that great.
Just walking our dog around the neighborhood, there's a ton of trash all over the sidewalks.
The sanitation guys leave more trash out on the pavement and on the street than they pick up.
I go out every morning to sweep. 2 hours after I sweep, it's right back.
That's residents Julie Dietrich, Nicole McDonald, Warren Hill, and Bessie Jones. When Jones moved here from Harrisburg in 1987 with her husband and four kids, she was shocked by her new surroundings.
I didn't know anything about blight. I didn't know anything about an abandoned building. I had never seen anything like that.
Nearly 30 years later, Jones says not much has changed on her block of 28th Street. Her row house sits across from an empty lot littered with plastic bags, soda bottles, and other debris. It's what remains after the city recently knocked down a dangerously dilapidated house. Like most people I talk to, Jones says residents have a personal responsibility to deal with the litter problem. But when I pressed her on what she thinks the next mayor could do to help neighborhoods like Brewery Town, here's what she said.
The mayor, do I see the mayor come and walk through here? Even if you just say once a month I'm going to go through North Philly, I'm going to meet and greet with the people and see what's what. The people feel like you're connected, that you care about them. You don't see them unless it's election time and we need your vote.
All right, ready? Emily and hot chocolate. There
you go. Actually, Mayor Michael Nutter was here 3 weeks ago for a ribbon cutting at a new coffee shop at 29th and Girard. But Jones's answer is a reflection of why turnout is often so low in Philadelphia. Most voters I talked to in Brewery Town didn't see a clear connection between the mayor's race and the issues like trash that bug them when they walk out their doors every day. And while it's the mayor's name that gets printed on the blue recycling bins handed out by the city's streets department, trash doesn't come up much among the six Democrats running to be Philadelphia's next mayor.
I mean, as much as we want the government to help us, and the mayor just had the 8th annual Big Philadelphia cleanup, we have to prevent it.
Judith Robinson is a longtime community activist in North Philadelphia. She agrees with Jones that residents need to step up in their neighborhoods. And she does give Mayor Nutter a lot of credit for organizing citywide cleanups every year and giving out grants to community groups to buy brooms, gloves, and other supplies. But the trash problem persists. And Robinson sees a very good reason for residents to care about it.
I tell you, when people come to a community and they see short dumping, litter all over the place, they have a negative connotation about who lives in the community.
That negative attitude, Robinson says, can lead to bigger problems, like crime.
Anytime you see things looking out of order, then you feel as though it's okay to do other things that are out of order. So it kind of amps it up.
That's something Crystal Evans understands all too well.
A teenage shooting victim who had to have his leg amputated has now died. Devin Bullock.
Last spring, her teenage brother was shot, hit by a stray bullet during a turf dispute between neighborhood cliques in Brewery Town. He died 2 weeks later. One day, sometime after his funeral, Evans picked up a broom and started sweeping up trash on Girard Avenue.
I just decided to clean up the neighborhood and just try to project some love or some care, you know, something where, you know, it's not, you know, about just my brother, but about everybody. Everybody is going through something.
Back in the 1980s, Evans' parents owned a clothing store on Girard Avenue.
My dad used to make me sweep outside when we owned the store. Didn't know I would grow up and be actually sweeping out here.
Evans says cleaning the street where she and her brother once played hide and seek was like a form of therapy. And soon, it became a way to expand the janitorial business she started in 2009. Not long after Evans started sweeping up on Girard, local real estate developers took notice and hired her as a contractor. She also worked with the city's parole office to hire ex-offenders who need jobs. 1 year later, Evans wants to hire more workers to help pick up trash on Brewery Town's more blighted side streets, but she doesn't have the money to pay them. Evans wants the next mayor to support small businesses like hers that are picking up where the city has left off.
A project like this, there should be grants or whatever funding is available, allow me access to it so that I can make it happen and employ some other people as these people transition to better jobs.
Supporting small businesses? Every mayoral candidate has a plank in their platforms promising to do just that. The question is, will their ideas ever trickle down to Crystal Evans and her employees sweeping up on the corner of 29th and Girard? I'm Katie Culinary.